From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting a victory over the Islamic State in Iraq. Iraq's government has pronounced the provincial capital of Ramadi liberated of Islamic State fighters, ending an offensive that began in mid-November and representing Baghdad's most significant victory over the IS group since the militant group came on the scene in force 18 months ago. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner Monday commended Iraq for its U.S.-backed victory.
While there's still clearly a lot of work to be done to reclaim all of Ramadi and the remaining portions of Ramadi and fully secure the city, and while these operations will take time, Iraqi forces' gains in the city are dealing a significant blow to ISIL and exemplify the capability of Iraqi security forces and the effect of coalition air power when working in conjunction with skilled partners on the ground.
Iraqi officials say they are focused on wiping out pockets of resistance and clearing the city and its surroundings of mines and booby traps. IS fighters captured Ramadi in May. In northern Nigeria, the horrific death toll in insurgent attacks continues, with dozens more killed, perhaps as many as 80, and scores wounded in separate attacks blamed on the Boko Haram militant group. In and near the Borno State capital, Maiduguri, early Monday, many were killed in shootings and blasts. A twin suicide attack killed at least 30 more in a busy marketplace in the town of Madagali, about 150 kilometers to the southeast in Adamawa State. The attacks are viewed by some analysts as a setback for President Muhammadu Buhari, elected in May, on a promise of eliminating the Boko Haram threat. An army counteroffensive this year has recaptured most territory held by the group, which has resorted to hit-and-run attacks on other targets. This is VOA News.